Welcome to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition Volume 15. I am Alex, your computer-based, artificial intelligence voice and host. The iconic musician and thinker, Sun Ra lived in Philadelphia, a city that he both loved and despised for 25 years. Many Philadelphia artists have been influenced by his artistry and philosophies. Perhaps his greatest achievement was his own record company, which recorded and documented his music and ideas for almost 50 years. Celebrating that independent spirit, we continue the PJP Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition with new music, bringing together rappers, poets, singers, turntablists and musicians. We were granted permission by the Sun Ra State to sample some of his music and to remix, or create new works. Partially recorded during the 2020-2021 global pandemic, the series is a persistent opportunity for you to check out the enduring musical and cultural impact of one of America's greatest artists, Sun Ra. We will begin with the Space Whale Orchestra, led by pianist and vocalist Eric Okorbo. They perform a composition entitled Outside of Time.
The universe sent me to converse with you, written by Sun Ra. The universe sent me to converse with you. If there are ears to hear, listen, but do not listen with your ears alone. You must feel with your intuition sense. It is always the unknowing, knowing voice of the quiet. Vigilant silence, your intuition sense, the universe sent me to converse with you. This planet is a perfect place according to its own decision code, but still, there is something missing here, a greater need than all the rest. A need long hidden from Earthguard's gaze, a need of giant imperative. Now, it cannot be, it will not be denied. This needs coordinate with wish, desire. I speak to you, for nature sent me to another gift to offer you. And music, nature's natural master's creation voice, is one of the bridges to the treasure house of needs fulfilled. What and how are you? I send my warmest greetings from the where of the cosmo usual. I am doing what I am supposed to do. I am being what I am supposed to be. It is a strange circumstance, like being upon an alien planet world, all alone. But I am not alone. There are ears to hear, even here. There are ears that will listen, with mind, souls, spirit pure, of those For those who are in tune with nature's cosmo-plan plane design, can hear what untuned ears cannot. And those who hear will know the meaning of the natural. Beist, the living being. Beist, the space sea has many sounds of beistness. The Akasa, the unknown acoustics. The altar planes of isness and notness are all a part of everything. The everything and the nothingness. See the sound riddle of the double beast. The universe sent me to converse with you. Written by Sun Ra.
I'm
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition, Volume 15. We just heard, Until the Sun Break, by Philly-based, avant-garde music collective, the Space Whale Orchestra, featuring Erica Corbo, keyboards, Connor Przybyszewski, trombone, Steve David, saxophone, and Mick Ricciardo, clarinet. Before that was The Universe Sent Me to Converse with You, a poem written by Sun Ra. It was performed by the computer-based artificial intelligence voice Samantha. Starting that set off was Outside of Time, another tune by Erica Corbo's The Space Whale Orchestra. Now, we continue with a performance. From The Satellites Are Spinning, Sun Ra Celebration Concert Series. The song, recorded at Johnny Branda's nightclub in 2018, is called Anything Is Possible, and it features vocalist Jackie Sanders and rapper Raphael Xavier.
Make some noise. Flows. There is my home. river. Across the seas and the rivers they rode, I lived the dream that my motherland hold. Anything is possible.
You gotta see it. Let's see if I get them to see it. Huh. I shape your vision into my imagination with rhythm from a live vocalist in the wide bifocalist wide angle lens on my frames of mind. As the stone, the ideas, the microphone amplifies. More than human being, supreme being. I beat from saxophone to trumpet, cracker, or just pump it. Then every night's the nice. Cause man, we get nice with a rebate and a microphone delight. My pen and pencil punching for life. Style is crisp. That's fresh produce when we produce like this. I'm the best you never heard about. I get down. Amateurs and clowns, sit your ass down. I trigger the images painted from my pictures. Hypnosis, I'm the host with the monsters. Avoid the Polaroids to track the snapshots. It's possible.
Across the seas and the rivers they roam, I live the dream that my motherland holds. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. I had a good time. Thank you.
excited to be up here. I don't need to sing.
We'll literally be back in like 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I begin by thinking about the Sun Ra's recordings in the early days and how hard they were to find. The first ones appeared around 1957, and they're exceedingly difficult to find, and even to know their existence was strange. The albums were assembled by a strange sense of order that they often mixed together recordings made in rehearsals and studios in different years. And they were labeled as having the same dates or some of the wrong personnel. So the orchestra might appear to be playing in widely different styles with different people. The covers were hand-drawn, titled with magic markers. Sometimes the titles were different or they were none at all. Sometimes they were labeled in solar high fidelity or registered with the interplanetary BMI right for rights. And later, other Saturns might have elaborate or colorful artwork with the whole album wrapped in a transparent scrap of an old shower curtain. But never was there a decipherable clue as to what their contents might sound like.
Thank you.
That same sense of wonderment and dislocation was magnified once I saw the orchestra live. Its performances in the late 1960s and 70s could be mystifying and even scary. The exotic, the down-home, the eccentric, the hip, the archaic, the freaky, it would come at you in waves. I don't care whether it was Swarthmore College or Slug Saloon on East 3rd Street in New York, performances could begin in total darkness, and as the lights slowly came up, it revealed acrobats, dancers streaming batik silks, the band chanting, marching, and bunny hopping, not like bunnies, but like astronauts on the moon, through the audience in Egypto space clothes, a drummer yelling into his cymbals, two baritone saxophonists battling both physically and musically, and the maestro himself in his cockpit pulpit playing an electric keyboard, sometimes with his back to the keyboard, his fingers upside down on the keys, sometimes his butt pressing on the keys. All of this enacted in front of a silent movie of the band capering among the pyramids of Egypt. Was this vaudeville? Was this circus? A happening? A church picnic? I mean, who knew? I said that the orchestra was scary. White people had never seen black performers in such assertive, unpredictable roles, even though some of their performances, marching through the audience, for example, or the vocal call and response between the leader and the band, the musical so-called battles among singers and musicians had deep roots in church services and in early jazz, for that matter. But black people, too, could find the band frightening, and even some of the orchestra musicians feared what might be coming next. They had no idea. But not everyone got into the spirit of these space rituals. Some black musicians thought Ra was conning white people into taking him seriously. Others thought he was tomming and playing to white stereotypes. Closet high modernist jazz critics like Nat Hentoff and Martin Williams dismiss Ra's music as amateurish and his interviews as naive and embarrassing. Hey, but then bebop had embarrassed a lot of musicians too. And Dizzy Gillespie's introduction of Afro-Cuban drumming into bebop and the role-changing appearance of free jazz in the 60s, all these things embarrassed somebody. Such is the cost of innovation in a music that's been labeled as the sound of surprise.
I know I myself would never want to be God, or even like God, because God got all these human beings on this planet, and I most certainly wouldn't want to be responsible for them, or even have...
After seeing a number of the orchestra's performances, I felt an urge to write a biography of Sun Ra. He and I were both raised in Birmingham, Alabama, and lived there at the same time. Years later, we were living a short distance away from each other in Philadelphia, and I thought if I didn't write it, I thought nobody else would. And that was pretty slim grounds for writing a biography, I'll admit. What's worse, I'd never given any thought to how biographies are even written or what they're supposed to accomplish. And Sun Ra was a bad choice for a beginning biographer. First of all, he denied he was born. He actually abhorred the words birth and death, said dates and he didn't get along. He disallowed any earthly origins and, in fact, rejected being human. Interviews with Ra were notorious for his evasiveness about details as well as his use of the occasions to lecture the world about its evils. He also made it clear that jazz was a disguise for his message. His timeline, or maybe I should say timeless line, stretched between ancient Egypt, Alabama, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and Saturn.
Son of small earth, of old moon, come of new sky, slick of warm noon, song of small pride, pride of show tune, tune of strange bride, bride of new face, face of dark skin, skin of eye teeth, teeth of black cat, black of dyed jeans, dyed of green hair, hair of snake seams, seems like dirt song, seems like dirt dreams, seems like ape strong, seems like strong memes, seems like strong thread, thread of long johns, John got baptized, child with old eyes. Strange bride, bride of new face, face of dark skin, skin of eye teeth, teeth of black cat, black of dyed jeans, dyed of green hair, hair of snake seams.
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition, Volume 15. We just heard a rousing musical recipe for disaster entitled Dirt Song by Philly poet Warren C. Longmire. And before that was award-winning author and professor John Swed reading from his Sun Ra biography, Space is the Place, The Lives and Times of Sun Ra. We started the set with Anything is Possible, From the Satellites Are Spinning, Sun Ra Celebration Concert Series, featuring vocalist Jackie Sanders and rapper Raphael Xavier, with solos by Matthew Stewart, trumpet, Adam Falk, keyboards, and Mitch Beer, bass. We have unfortunately arrived at the conclusion of this mixtape. I am Alex, your computer-based artificial intelligence voice and host. Thank you for listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition Volume 15. Executive Producer, Homer Jackson. Supervising Producer, Skip the Sampler. Graphic Design, Lynn Washington. Cover Photography, H.A. Jennings. Thanks to all of the artists who participated in this mixtape series. Thanks to the Sunrise State, Erwin Chusid, Michael Anderson, J. Michael Harrison, Richard Nichols, James Solomon, David M. Hoteb, Turtle Studios, The Boom Room, Spice House Sound, Lina Shaw Studios, Monumental Concept Studio, J. Levin, Agent Zero, Gary Dan, Anthony Tidd, Alex Santilli, Eric Bozak, Moni Lopez, Asha Jackson, Julia Lopez, Melissa Tally Palmer, Stephanie Seipel, Gail Fontaine, and Lynn Washington. The Philadelphia Jazz Project is a sponsored project of Culture Trust Greater Philadelphia, with funding provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. Visit us at www.philajazzproject.org.